Wednesday evening at Stanton College Preparatory School on Jacksonville's north side, students from seven different city schools, including Stanton, are piling into an auditorium. They're being split up into nine groups, given pads and pens, and are being asked not to sit with people they know. Some kids are from debate clubs, others are in student government. One of the main organizers of this inter-school Socratic seminar is Stanton teacher Steve Ingram. Tonight, the kids are going to try and come to consensus on what to do with the city's Confederate monuments.
This is a collaboration. This is not a confrontation nor a debate per se. We are gathered here to parallel the discussions that have been occurring within the last 6 weeks at the City Council.
Ingram and his co-organizers conduct these Socratic seminars, named for the discussion style popularized by classical Greek philosopher Socrates, a few times a year. Each teacher takes a turn asking an open-ended question, and each student group must find consensus, then relay that consensus to the rest of the auditorium. The goal is that by the end of the seminar, all seven groups can reach some level of understanding.
We shouldn't celebrate the negative aspects by making it statues. We can celebrate it by being knowledgeable, by realizing what has happened and trying to create resolutions.
Make things better.
I somewhat understand what you mean, but also...
Sophomore Dwayne Wakefield is a student at Ed White Military Academy. He's against keeping Confederate monuments in public places, but says the format helps him build empathy for those with the opposing view.
He was talking about how he wants them to stay up. I sort of understood where he was coming from because, again, it is part of history. You can't just keep taking that away from history. History is basically there so we won't repeat it. So I think that's a person.
Not all the students in the auditorium Wednesday night are actually participating in the discussion. Some have been chosen by Ingram to be facilitators. Junior Asta Singha, leader of Stanton's debate club, says she's learned a lot simply by listening more intently to her fellow students.
As I was walking around, like, even if they disagreed, nobody was cutting each other off. Nobody was, like, being rude or anything. And just, like, the exchange of ideas is, like, what I wanted to happen here, and I'm really happy that it did.
Although the students didn't exactly agree on everything, Ingram believes there's a lot their parents can learn from them.
You establish the rules of engagement by which they will interact with each other. And once you lay that groundwork, it has been my experience, students respond more readily and adeptly than adults many times.
Ingram says somewhere along the way, adults became less interested in discussion and more interested in being right. He credits the younger generation with using the internet as a tool to connect to diverse people, while their parents have used it to build walls. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.